Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation. A conversation that I hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do, folks. Oh, we're live. Oh, I can't, like, start over. Whoops, we're live. See, that's what happens. See, life is real, folks. You're going to have people that disappoint you. And oh, I said this. He took the Lombardi Trophy, and he looked like he threw it like a real football. And now I got to... I want to get into all this woke bulk. It's sad that this stuff makes stories. I'd be like, they took the Lombardi Trophy and threw it like a football because it has a football on top? Cool. Nope, not the daughter of the silversmith that designed it. She's got her Depends in a wad and everything.
You should have started your show off with Tom McDonald's song, Fake Woke.
They can't cancel me. Despite being worth over $500 million, half a billion dollars, after Robert De Niro's restaurants got coronavirus government, those government loans that they gave out, his restaurants got those. Even though he's worth half
a
billion dollars.
Does he own them, or do people own them and his name is?
No, he owns them. They're his.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what should pee off. Because some people can't get a stimulus check, but he's getting...
Your sister can't get help.
Yeah. But
that little
squad
does.
Oh, I love Ron DeSantis, man. That dude is like, yeah, throw loot and shoot him. Go ahead. You don't have to wear masks.
That's why I want to move to Florida.
Yes. We want to move to Florida. Oh, yeah, it's awesome. In Palm Beach, Florida... they had a huge Trump rally. Yeah, if anyone can help us get to Mar-a-Lago and get us a place there, we'll need, like, money and everything, but hey. But they had a huge President's Day rally, not for Biden, no way, but for Trump. Biden's, he's not my pedophile. Yeah, he's the pedophile in chief. And I guess there was a Parkland shooting, that bull crap, and he's like, Congress, you need to enact, you need to take away their guns because of that. And just look at Chicago. They have 40 to 50 to 70 to 100 shootings every weekend, and they have some of the strictest gun laws. Don't believe me? Watch Drugs, Inc. And there's one episode where this guy goes, man, I hope Obama goes after the guns, man, because if they ban guns, one more thing we deal in. The gangs want them banned, because then they can deal in them just like they deal in all these other illegal drugs. You know, oh, wow. Mike Johnson said it right, you know, when they went after Trump, they went after the 70, see, I don't understand this. 75 million Trumps, no, they need to raise that number by like another 30 million. But I'm just saying, man, that's ridiculous, this woke crap of this. You know, they're like, I don't know how anyone can sit there and say, what is it? How do you say this? How do I say this? This notion that, like, every time you turn around, there's few people. Sorry, folks. Only 60% of the people think that the election was rigged or this or that or whatever the heck. I don't know one person that doesn't believe it. And the people that say they don't believe it are ones that are just keeping faith. I got so much I want to get into. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to get into this. Because we have what's known as the NABLMSEAR. The woke car season has started, folks. Because famous NASCAR used to be great. And then you have that. You got Bubba Wallace there. Go woke or go broke is what they're going to do. They're going to go in the toilet, folks. Because you got Bubba Wallace who says, I can't breathe, shirt. I can't breathe. Yeah, it's already been proven that that guy would have died no matter what that cop did. The cop necessarily didn't help him, but it was the overdose that killed him. But they're going to go broke. But I said, because there was like, there's like a racing world and it has all kinds of racing. But it's the thing about the Daytona 500. I'm like, it's not, NASCAR is not what it used to be. It's not the sport I grew up watching. I remember when it had Dick Trickle and Davey Allison and Alan Kowicki. Most people, when you talk about the Polish victory lap, what are you talking about? When Alan Kowicki wanted to do something special for his first win, and he went backwards around the track. Kids don't understand what that means. People don't understand what that means. They don't. It's not NASCAR. I've said this before. You know, like what the downfall was and all that. You know, when Dale Sr. died, there was a hole that you couldn't repair. And then when Matt Kenseth didn't win a race, but he won the 2003 last Winston Cup. And so on and so on and so on. And I'm like, yeah, it's in the toilet. It's not like it used to be. And I had, I'm like, dude, I just made a comment. Then you got all these woke people, call me a whiny B-I-T-C-H, basically. And I'm like, what? Because I just don't like the NASCAR of, you know. Okay, thank you, Matt Kenseth, because now we have the chase. And then they had to keep adjusting it because Jimmy Johnson was so good that he won like 6 in a row. So then they had to, you know. It just has gone downhill. I mean, they act like, yeah, we're going to remove some seats and give you some more room. You're removing seats because you can't fill them. I remember when they used to end a race. Once this race is over, they're going to start destructing the grandstands to expand them to get more seating in here. Nope, not now. Now they do all this stuff to... I paid $85, and I've said this before, I paid $85 to go to a race and watch a NASCAR race that now you can get 4 tickets, a family 4-pack with 4 tickets, with like a hot dog, chips, and a drink for all 4 people and a ticket included for $99. I'm like, I've gone to that racetrack and spent $85 for 1 ticket myself back in the day. Because no one goes. Well, it's just a sign of the time. No, it's not a sign of the times. When the Indy 500, the 100th anniversary sold out, the Brickyard didn't have hardly anyone at it. People are tired of this. Every 5 minutes, they turn around and change the stuff. As much as I hate to admit it, Jimmy Johnson dominated because he's that good, and they figured out that, hey, if we take the very last pit stall, we can hop out half second early and do some things. When they had that car of yesterday, because it's not, it's the car tomorrow, but, you know, who said we can't practice at Rockingham or some of these tracks at the, who said we can't do that? And they did all this stuff, and they thought, well, because there's no, they were not, they looked, They investigated and made sure they weren't breaking rules when they were testing at some of these places. Well, you can't, and they were legit. It's sad. It's just sad. It is. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, folks. It's like every time I turn around and it seems like they changed it, and then they, let's do these segments and let's do, leave it alone. A lot of people in this world want to get away. That's why I'm kind of glad me and my wife, we cut the cord and we got a antenna. Yeah. We watch all the old shows. I'm so tired of this. See, I'm so cancel culture, I canceled the cancel culture. I'm so tired of this. Listen to that song by Tom McDonald, Fake Woke. I'm tired of, so you're going to crap on every person that died from COVID by having a Thanksgiving dinner. Wow. Way to be disrespectful of those people that died from COVID by having a big Thanksgiving dinner. And just make the problem worse. Just keep spreading it. Oh, we are. Yeah, well, I don't care. I'm tired of people trying to demonize, because you want to do this and you want to have the freedom of assembly. Well, if I was a liberal doing it, you wouldn't care. It's like that on YouTube, that campus reform where the guy goes around and who do you think said this? Who do you think supports this? Who do you think, that'd have to be a Republican. And then when they, what? Hillary said that? Nuh-uh. Kamala Harris, what? That was Joe Biden? Yeah. He did that, not Trump. And they lose their crap because they come out and say, I could never support anyone that would say anything like that. Well, here's the video of Bill Clinton saying that, or Hillary Clinton, or liberal that they support. And they don't know what to do, what to think, how to act, because the person that they think, wait a minute here, because they don't know anything. And if they actually sat down and listened to what Trump actually says instead of little sound bites that are cut and pasted, they might get the truth. The lady that's come out in that viral video about the insulin prices, which I can vouch for because my sister is an insulin diabetic and her insulin is going through that bleeping roof. It comes up as missing information. Well, the one video is actually cut and pasted because I think the whole video is like 20 minutes and it talks about the election too, and I think they cut and paste it so that it can get past the censors by not having stuff on there that is not up to whatever you want to say, you know. Because people are finding ways to talk about certain things. See, now it's not. Now I don't care if you think the election's rigged or not. Now our gas is up. I'm gonna do something here because like the prescriptions are going up already. I can tell that because a lot of mine have already gone up. Let me see here. Okay, $0.77 our gas is up since Obama left office. Trump took over, and when Trump left, in the 3 weeks or so since Trump has been gone, 3 to 4 weeks, it's up 77 cents, our gases. And I talked to a guy at a gas station and said they expected to get over $4 a gallon is what he's being told. Over. That's what the guy that brings the gas in the truck that they fill the tanks with is what he's telling the guy at the gas. The owner of the gas station. Oh, but don't, it's okay. Don't worry, folks. We're going to cut the Dakota Pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, because, see, we're going to save on gas. You're still going to get fuel here, folks. Fuel's still going to get here. But I wanna, you know, before I do anything else, I want you to remember Psalms 113:3. Everywhere from the east to the west, praise the name of the Lord. He's in charge, folks. All these woke people and crap, like, because, like, I know somebody that was, because we have, like, massive amounts of snow. We have, like, blizzard conditions where I live. And I'm not kidding you. Somebody who's a Trump supporter, conservative, was snow blowing people's driveways. And some of the people he plowed were liberals. And they could not believe for the life of them, they couldn't understand how a Trump supporter would go out of their way and help someone else and blow the snow with a snowblower, clean their sidewalks and stuff in their driveway for them. They about crapped their pants. It's like that story I talked about in Ferguson when the riots happened. And those guys came in and said, here's like, they gave like a crap, they donated a crap load of money to this black barber shop. And they said, from now on, we're going to get our, they were Tea Party type people. And from now on, this is where we're going to get our haircuts. We're going to support you. And she, and this lady about lost it, she goes, that's, you're a lot different than what they show on, what they talk about you on TV. Huh. You know, sad. Huh. He's a Trump supporter. He's a Trumpet. And he actually, he did what? Yeah, you will not believe it. He snowblowed my driveway. Yeah. There was a time in America where we did stuff for other people. We helped each other out. Now you have people online. This is a, yeah, this is a $1,500 stroller. Brand new, man. I need at least $600 for it. Instead, back in the day, we just, here you go, you could use it. One of the greatest honors I had was getting the, I got married in a suit that was my dad's. But don't worry, folks. The green earth will solve everything, as half of Texas's wind turbines freeze, hurting electricity output. Yes, they're having really cold temperatures, even down in the Texas. And they have wind turbines that are freezing, hurting the electricity output. Yeah, we have some in a county next to where I live, and they have, in like 2 years, their maintenance costs have exceeded, like, I think they're at like 19 or 20 years worth of maintenance costs in the 2 years. That the amount of maintenance costs they've accrued in these 2 years, they expected to accrue that much in like 20. They're not energy efficient. They're not. It's fake, folks. It's fake. We can just clone Rosie O'Donnell's head, and then she can take the cars and run them off of her hot air. Now I'm gonna get flack for that one, but seriously, folks, the thing is, just like that joke that was a joke. It, folks, let me tell you something. These wind turbines are a joke. Okay? They need to be running at like as the highest speed they possibly can without being too fast, and run 24/7, 365 with virtually no downtime to even come close to making a profit. Oh, but don't worry, folks. We gotta save the planet. Folks, liberals, I regret to inform you, we're at no return. The planet's done. We can't fix it. We're all going to die, so just stop this. I mean, Biden became president, and look, hell's already frozen over. When you know people that can't get help with stimulus, like if you live with someone and they claim you or whatever and you don't claim taxes or whatever, then you don't get stimulus. I know people that couldn't qualify for these stimulus things. But then you got Robert De Niro's London Nobu restaurant that took coronavirus relief program loans. He has $500,000. He could have taken some of his money that's his, put it into his restaurants. Those are to help restaurants struggling that can't make it. Not some that have billion-dollar owners that can't. Oh, yeah, they can afford. I don't know. I mean, if I had $500 million, let me tell you, I'd be like, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get a nice RV hooked up where we can, like, a really nice, I'll get someone that drives it, and we're going to go from place to place, and we're just going to take donations, we're going to cook food and feed whoever. I mean, UKCTV on YouTube, they've gone around and done this experiment many times where somebody's eating pizza that they bought, and like, man, can I have some? I'm really hungry. No, man. And they get turned down every time. And then one of the guys will give a homeless dude some pizza. There you go, thank you. And the dude, that then like 30 minutes later or whatever, a guy will walk by, one of the other guys, oh, I haven't had much to eat. And 99% of the time, the homeless person will hear. He'll share whatever he has because he knows what it's like not to have and be without. And they do that, and then when that guy does that, they usually dump like $1,000 on him and help him out and say, here you go. And it's just, you know, and this stuff is for people that need it, not for $500 million actors that own restaurants that are taking advantage. You know, the people that these programs are meant to help are not meant to help. All these programs, they're going to give all this money to all these people that need it. But people like you and me, huh, oh, we won't get it. But the people that don't need it are the ones that are going to get the help. You know, Representative Mike Johnson said this. Impeachment was about Democrats framing 75 million Trump supporters as Capitol Hill rioters. That is 100,000,000% the truth, because they're not after Trump. They're after you and me. Trump's just in the way. And you have, don't worry, because of that Parkland shooting anniversary, we need to have gun legislation right now. I'd love that. Okay, so you want to ban guns? So when you mean, so, if I'm understanding you correctly, why would the Secret Service need guns? Because if you're going to ban them, then you don't have to worry about having guns protecting you, because if there's no guns, then how can you get shot? I mean, no one can tell me that the Secret Service needs guns to protect the President of the United States if they're going to ban guns, because if we can't have guns, how can we shoot him? How can anyone shoot the president if guns are banned? And if you're banning guns, then how can they have guns because they're banned? They can't. I'm sorry. Show me how you think Secret Service, I mean, why would cops need guns? Because you wouldn't need guns if they're banned because, well, they couldn't have them because they're banned, but you wouldn't need guns anyways because if an American citizen can't have a gun, then why would a cop need a gun to protect themselves from a criminal that can't have guns anyways? I mean, criminals aren't going to be able to get guns. I'm just saying, but they're not after Trump. They're after us. He's in the way. It's the truth. I don't know. I don't, except for all these billionaire people that had their diapers in a wad because Trump got, I don't know, acquitted? I don't know. I mean, I really do. That's the only time I've really heard, I've seen my liberal friends like crawl out of their hole. I don't see any of them bragging about the gas price, the prescription cost, nothing. They're not bragging about all these executive orders. Like I said, when Trump was doing some of these executive orders, I'm like, it's only a matter of time before a president's doing it and doing things you don't agree with. And that's where we're at. It's all fun and games with executive. Oh, I like way to go, Trump, and your executive order. But then, when you get someone in here that's doing executive orders that you don't agree with, then you got a problem. Then you got to pull back the rein. Wait a minute here. No. Control of the government, to limit the government. It's just where I am. It's who I am. I don't, you know, you got to be who you are and stand up for who you are. I support the Constitution. I'm not backing down. If these Democrats really think that that was an insurrection, they don't. They're trying to play it off like it is. They know it was Antifa that did it. They know it. They know it's not us. But if they think that was an insurrection, they got another thing coming. Just over 30 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I kind of feel like America's kind of like Manchester United. We need new owners. Nothing's going to really change until you get real owners to back the manager and he gets the players he wants. I mean, you got a DC mob. And you got only a few people standing up against it. I cannot believe how many of my woke friends are like, oh my God, I can't believe that Trump got away. It's one of these things, and this is what really gets me. Their comments basically prove my point that it wouldn't matter what you showed them. No matter how much proof you showed them, they would still never believe you. They wouldn't. No matter what you threw in front of their face, what you showed them, no matter what. Trump's guilty, period. I don't care. I don't want the truth. Trump is guilty. I don't care. I don't care if the DNA exonerates him. I don't care if there's a video of him on a Jumbotron when the murder, at the exact time of the murder, he murdered her. I don't care. That was a stunt double. That's not actually him. That's a lie. I don't care if he's got the ticket stub. He showed his ID. I don't care if you have 50,000 things to prove he didn't murder him. He's guilty. He needs to go to prison. They hate that man. They don't care. Trump is guilty. I don't care. I don't want to see evidence. He's guilty. I don't care. I don't care what you show to me. He needs to be in prison. He needs to be executed. I don't care. I don't care how innocent he is. He needs to go to prison. And that's what's wrong with this. That's what's wrong with this world. You have so many libertards that don't care. He needs to go to prison and live there for the rest of his life. I don't care. Because of what he did on January 6th, why haven't Child Protective Services taken Barron Trump away? They don't care. They don't want the truth. They hate Trump. They want him gone no matter what, no matter what. I don't care. So what? We have $30 a gallon gas. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care if we have a 70% unemployment rate. Trump's gone. Yeah, I'm standing in the line with my voucher to get whatever the government ration is for the day. I hope it's some sort of food because I didn't eat in 2 weeks. But who cares, right? Trump's out of office. And that's what's going on, and that's what's wrong with this world. Because that's how these idiots are. They don't care. Who cares about insulin going back up? I don't need it. I don't care about anyone else. And I better not hear one bitch out of a liberal when we have $4 a gallon gas. Because you're still going to get gas. It's just not going to be from America. Wow. Across the lake, I can barely see the buildings on the other side of where I live. Holy cow. That's nuts. I'm glad I'm inside because it's like negative degrees outside. If anyone wants to chime in on this one, I can't work out because I have myopia and stuff, but I hate these stupid videos. Hello, folks. Because every time I try to watch like these, no matter who it is, 9 times out of 10 when I try to watch some like a YouTube video on like a clip from this network or that or whatever, you know, or this person saying this, whatever, always comes up with that guy in there. Folks, have you been running a treadmill for 6-7 days a week for years now and you don't seem to get any results? That's because treadmills really don't work, because when you actually, I'm like, I don't care. Like, when do I get a skip? When does the skip button come up? It's like, I don't know. This drives me nuts, you know. But that's where we're at, folks, in this whole world, and this whole mess. No one, it's like they're trying to, we need to teach these kids the difference between real news and fake news. It does not matter. That's what gets me so, it's like, it wouldn't matter what you showed a liberal. Trump is guilty, period. I don't care if it was a true court case, you could have DNA evidence. Well, all the DNA at the crime is not his. They have Jumbotron footage of him at a baseball game at the exact time of the murder. He showed ID and people can ID him saying, yes, that was the guy that bought beer at the game, and they will still want him. He's still guilty. But they don't care. And it just drives me nuts because I get so frustrated. I'm like, I want to see real stuff. I want to see people at a time when it's like, okay, yeah, well, I'm anti-Trumper, but hey, there's no insurrection. He didn't do it. I'm sorry. Whoops. Okay, folks. Grandy, no, you don't get that. I want to be able to take a liberal and show them stuff and have them go, you know what? I'm not a Trumper, but he didn't do it. Good. But that's not the case. You sit there and you get these people that no matter what you shove in their face, oh, he's guilty. He's guilty. It's one of those things, folks, that just drives some of us nuts. Because we sit there, we're like, okay, it really does. Because it's like, wait a minute here. I know people that can't get help, and Robert De Niro's restaurant got coronavirus relief loans programs money. See, you can't back down with this. If you want to fight this cancel culture, cancel it. I've joked on this program. I can find something that's offensive to somebody somewhere somehow. Okay? I can. Name anything. Give me a word and I can find it. It's offensive. How dare you not let my Timmy try out as a girl for... I mean, I would have a heyday in this thing. Man, if this was going on and I was in seventh grade, like, I wanna start a women's wrestling. Yeah, it's, you know, I'm transgender and I think I'm a woman, so I'm gonna start women's wrestling and I wanna be able to wrestle with girls, okay? I always joked about that. Yeah, I'm not gay and, well, I'm, you know, I'll keep that to myself. But, you know, I mean, some things, but it's not one bad, but it's like when I was in school, we would have said we were transgender just so we could use the girls' locker room and shower with them. And I'm not even kidding you. But that's nor here nor there. But, I mean, we would have had a heyday with this stuff when we were in school. A heyday. We'd have been like, cha-ching. We'd have been like Cartman. I got a golden ticket. I got a golden chance to make my way. We would have been like, yeah, I want to start a female wrestling group. Yeah, I think I'm a chick, so I want to run around with chicks. Then they'd probably say, okay, well then, is it okay if I hit him in the groin since he ain't got no nuts, since he's not a guy? Nah, okay. I mean, it's ridiculous. This, well, how dare you not accept me as a giraffe? I am. I mean, I'm glad I grew up in an era when people knew what gender they were. But we got to stand up to this. I don't buy this bull crap, this cancel crap. Like, boo-hoo. If you think that I'm disrespecting the people that died, well then, okay, well then, What did you do for Thanksgiving last year? Wow. So we didn't do anything last year for Thanksgiving because we didn't want to disrespect all the people that died from the seasonal flu. Yeah, you know, I mean, we're not a-holes. Pardon me. Yeah, we're not a-holes like that. You know, we're not going to disrespect people that died. Sorry. But that's where we're at, folks. You know, that's how people are, like turning your neighbors. How dare you disrespect the people that died from COVID by having Thanksgiving? You need to stay home, locked in your house, with your mask on. And never come out. Because if you have anyone over at your Thanksgiving, how dare you? I don't stand up to it. And just like, okay, if you want to be like that, go right ahead. I'm not that way. Sorry, I'm not going to be that way. If you want to play this woke game, this woke cancellation game where you're going to be offended by everything and how dare you even breathe. There was a guy in Wisconsin that a cop had his knee in his neck. How dare you breathe and disrespect him? He couldn't breathe and neither should you. There you go. All you liberals, if you're breathing right now, you're disrespecting that guy in Wisconsin that died because supposedly the cop's knee in his neck is the reason why he died and not from the fact that he had a fentanyl overdose. But don't prove me wrong. If you're breathing, you're disrespecting that dude. I'm just saying. Apologies. But I'm just saying, folks. Got about 14 minutes left in the program, folks. And, oh. You know, if you think NASCAR is going great, fine. I think it's going in the toilet. I'm not whining and bitching. I'm just like, okay, it's not my NASCAR. I don't watch it. Yeah, whatever. I really think that half of those are bots. Because it reminds me of when you would sit there and you'd be on Trump's Twitter page and you'd get bombarded by all this so anti-American bullcrap. It's like, there's no... why are you living here then if you're that anti-American? I can't believe it. I mean, yeah, people that are, like, nominated for, like, Nobel Peace Prizes, right, hand them back. And, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. There used to be a joke magazine called The Onion. You don't need The Onion. You got real life. It's a sad world, folks. Sad, sad. Sad. But hey, it's okay, folks. Don't worry. $5 a gallon of gas will fix everything. It will. What will it take to wake up these libs to the fact that they're getting screwed? I don't know. And I guess that's what frustrates me. How do you get to these libertards that no matter what you throw in front of their face, they're never going to believe you? And they're never going to believe you. And it drives you to drink. And I don't even drink. I don't get it. No matter what you throw in their face, Trump should be, how could he be acquitted? I don't get it. I mean, you don't have to agree with me with NASCAR, but it's not the NASCAR I grew up with. With times are changing. I mean, you have a generation that grew up on South Park, Bob's Burger, and they're offended by everything. And that's the number one question I try to answer on this program. How do you get to people that believe Trump's guilty no matter what? I don't know. If you got an answer, let me know, because I'd sure love to know. But, yeah. I mean, look at the rallies he had today, and people flying banners. The support is overwhelming, and we're not backing down, and we're not going anywhere. And that's where we're at, you know? We're not backing down. I mean, this is not going anywhere. We're like Manchester United. We need new owners. And we need him now. Got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to get into a little bit of Premier League and stuff, and I mean, because, I don't know, we need to get some owners that are going to spend money. We need so much at that club. Oops. I gotta fix my mic stand, hold on. Fixing my mic stand, folks. We're live. What do you expect? You can't make this stuff up, can you? But, you know, we need new owners, just like my country does. And if you can't get a center back, you can't get the players we need. It's clear Donny Van de Beek he didn't want, no matter how good he is. You got to give him the players he wants. We're playing like crap, in my opinion. We're barely getting by. We need some depth in that team, which we don't have. We need depth for sure. Pogba, who knows what he's doing? All kinds of stuff. You can't win. And something's got to change, folks. Something's got to change. You know, I just don't know. I think until we get new owners, people that are going to get this is, and we need a director of football and we get new owners, ain't nothing going to change at United. So. I'm just at a loss with that club. I am. Because it's like we take 3 steps forward and 4 steps back. Pardon me, folks. But that's where we're at. We take 3 steps forward, 4 steps back. Look at how great we're doing. We get like 2 or 3 good wins, and then we bottle it by losing the game or a bunch of draws in a row. Until we get a director of football, new owners, a center back, some people that want this club to succeed, Ed Woodward has to go. He's by... I think Ollie's not bad, but... until he's done, I mean, I want to see what some of these... I want to see what he can do if he was given who he wanted. I don't know. I'm at a loss for United. I don't think there's anything I can... I don't know what to even say about him. I mean... you know? I mean... and it's... and that's where I'm leaving this, because that's where we're at. We oh, wow, we're in first place, look what we're doing, and then we bottle it and lose two games or draw a bunch, and then we go up and down, up and down, up and down. Give him the players he wants, give him what he wants, and if Ollie bottles it, no, they bottle it. They bottle it, not him. He's doing the best he can with players, and I think he should play Donny Van de Beek, even though I don't think it's someone he wanted. He's a great talent, and I think he thought he was going to play. I don't think he was. I think Ollie took him because, like, that or nothing, so hey. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. I'm going to leave it with that because I'm kind of, I don't know what to say anymore with this club. I really don't know what to say with United. You can't be Ollie out because like Zidane's going to be able to do anything better. He's going to be in the same predicament, give him whatever he's going to get whatever they give him. He might get one out of 20 players he wants. So, I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. Remember, folks, I want to leave you with this. With a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That's what I'm going to leave you tonight. God bless you all, and goodbye.